This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for another offensive explosion?
Woo! Oh, my God. Election. Now, it took a minute. We were right in the thick of a pitcher's duel at Fenway Park until it wasn't. Until one guy said, I'm out. I've done too much. I can't do this any longer. And then got shelled. Yeah, the Red Sox offense can't be stopped.
Let me tell you, Keith. I'm happy you asked about my bet last night that I hit on.
How'd it go?
I wound up cashing on last night.
What'd you do? Red Sox run line? And
Red Sox 10 runs?
No way.
Plus 550.
No way. You bet Red Sox 10 runs?
I did.
You didn't tell any of us on the show.
Whatchamacall.
No piggybacking.
Yeah, exactly. It was a real spur-of-the-moment decision right before the game started.
It was a live bet. They already had 9 runs at the time. And I said, 10 runs. Let's do it, boys.
Plus 550.
It's actually probably better because remember we all bet on Trevor Story to not get a hit.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It was so close. In fact,
that turned his season around single-handedly. The guy's now on fire. I think it was at that time.
What even was the bet? Trevor Story, no hits? Yeah, was like, cha-ching, making money?
He got it in the 10th inning.
He had like 10 straight games without a hit or something. We're like, just keep going.
Now
keep going.
Get him out.
And then, that's right. He didn't even have, it was extra innings where he got his first knock.
Nice.
And then since then, he's been one of the best players in baseball. The team's rolling.
So we'll get
vibes
to
vibes are high.
We'll get to the Red Sox here on Jones and Keefe because the vibes are high there. I'll tell you what, vibes very questionable on the Greg Hill show this morning. A lot of arguing about these retired numbers.
They were really. It was all versus Scheim. Scheim says nobody should have their numbers retired, but then he was like, but maybe like Jordan, Brady, Gretzky, the old superstar show.
Would have been Bo Jackson, not Brady, in there.
So I actually, believe it or not, I think Scheim's kind of closer to being right than wrong, but he's going too far.
Scheim's doing too much. I agree with you 1,000%. I was listening on the radio.
I'm a small hall guy.
I just said, oh, you're the biggest small hall guy, if that makes any sense. But, yeah, right up until he's like, oh, this guy shouldn't be in, that guy shouldn't be in. It should really just be the greatest of the greats. And somehow Lawrence Taylor came up, and he's like, well, he should have his number.
I was like, what? So then they ended up getting kind of sidetracked on that because then they were arguing over specific players. But I think his overall sentiment that you shouldn't retire as many numbers as you do.
Every team retires too many numbers is 1,000.
I mean, the Celtics are the poster child of that.
Yes.
But there are plenty of other teams that do that as well. When you're
Yankees,
looking around and you're like looking
stupid Monument Park.
You're like, how come this team can't wear number 6? And then you're like, look, you're like, oh, that guy? Like, I haven't even heard of that guy. You know, like not 6 here. I mean, that's a different example. But like there's some bad ones around the league.
The Celtics have retired a name. They didn't retire a number. They just retired a name.
Yeah. Losey?
Yeah. Who's taking that?
You can't be it. You have to legally change your name. If you showed up as Adam Losey, they're like, you're done.
Most players have no shot at even. Why would you retire that? There's no point in that.
No, the numbers are too much.
No one's taking it.
So Scheim, I actually, because he was getting a lot of flack, I kind of overall agree with him. It should be a very, very beyond special honor. Like if you were thinking of the Celtics even, Russell and Bird. Maybe the Coos and be like, that's it. Like everybody else, there are a lot of great players.
You're a Pierce guy. You'd be a no on Pierce.
So Pierce might be the last one in. Maybe. Yeah, I think probably Pierce.
I would retire Pierce.
I think so.
The way the Celtics retire numbers, I'm okay with Garnett, but
in reality, no.
Correct.
He should be like a retired Timberwolf.
In reality, he should be, yes. Or he should absolutely be a retired Timberwolf.
The 2-1, he couldn't wear 21 here because I think Don Nelson wore it, whose number's also retired.
How could you possibly keep track of all these?
It ends up sounding like you're ripping all the players that go up there. Like, no, they're all good. Like, they obviously were great players to be in the mix. But it should be such an obvious thing that if you were like...
21 was Bill Sharman, of course.
Oh, sorry, Bill Sharman. Yeah. Nelson was whatever else.
But Nelson was 19.
Okay, so you also can't wear
that. The teens are basically retired.
Teens are gone.
Yeah.
Most of the single digits are gone. Plus Tatum and Brown, they'll get their numbers up there, so that'll be gone.
As you know, famously, I'm a huge fan of teens.
But I was going for it.
10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, not basically anything in there is gone.
It should be
Oh, I like teens.
I know you do. Even Belichick's like too much.
Yeah,
it's too young.
Yeah, you got too far.
It's way too young. I think that when you like name a team, if you're like even a casual sports fan, you should be able to identify the retired numbers. Like that's how good they should be.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
kind of.
With
this
these
case,
retired numbers,
it's true. But like the Red Sox, it shouldn't be.
The Celtics retired 24 jerseys plus a name.
It's too much. There's only, 100 numbers that you could use,
God.
So you can do 0, 00, so I guess 101 numbers you can technically use.
How many numbers?
So a quarter of the numbers have been retired.
When they're having the same name as that guy and can't use it.
Yeah, you're out on that.
Yeah, well, that just would be unfortunate.
You're like, my name's Losey, and I'd like to wear number 33. They're like, sorry, dude.
Doesn't matter. You can't wear a number.
You don't exist.
You're going to have to change everything.
We actually can't draft you.
Yeah.
We can't take
it. No, I think Shime's pretty close to it. Like, it should be, like, Ted Williams, Pedro Ortiz or something like it should be a very small.
You think Pedro?
Number. Probably Pedro, yeah. Pedro's sick.
Pedro's kind of the Red Sox version of Garnett. I mean, he's obviously way better, but like quick shelf life.
Pedro's here longer than Garnett, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but not. I don't think by much.
All right, well.
When did Pedro get here? 98? He's gone by 04?
Yeah.
What
was Garnett? 5 seasons?
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Pedro was 7.
Like okay.
7 seasons.
Seven.
Thank you. Where was that? For God's sakes. That's the most.
He had 2 Cy Young wins, 2 Cy Young runners up, a third and a fourth. Yeah, I'm
just saying. I mean, Pedro was awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and retire it.
7 years isn't exactly a long time.
No, I got you. All right. But still,
seven.
All right, even if you wanted to fight me on that, fine. But like Ted Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, he's probably never won.
Oh, good point.
Probably should. You're really putting a lot up there for a small hog.
He might have won. He did win for America.
He won wars.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Put his number up there.
It's a good point. We really
put his whole head up there if you wanted.
We really don't lose many of those, but yeah. So, well, let's see.
Depending on
is that still a thing? Is it still frozen?
You think the United States is undefeated in wars?
At World Wars we are. World Wars. Let's see. Red Sox have retired. Don't make me count these.
A bunch.
A lot.
Yeah,
like, no offense, Johnny Pesky shouldn't be retired.
No, but like Pesky,
get that down.
Rice, there's been some new ones. Ortiz, Pedro, like those, they've bumped up a few more.
I wouldn't retire Rice. He is a Hall of Famer who spent his whole career here. I wouldn't do that. Wade Boggs shouldn't be retired.
No.
Fisk, no.
No, it should be
take
like,
all those down.
It should be a really small number. Like, where it's like one of the biggest honors you can get by a team. It should be the single greatest honor you can get by the team and sort of separate you from like, so you're like, all right, Ted Williams and Bobby Doerr are on the same, like if you were in a tier Red Sox of all time, Ted Williams on the same tier as all those guys on
yes.
the list? I don't think so.
Yes. Just one tier.
Yeah.
You want to purge some of these, right?
So I've always had an idea that you could do an unretirement ceremony. You could sell tickets to it. You could bring the families from those guys, because some of those guys sadly may have passed, but some of the Celtics greats. You bring the banner down, you lower the banner.
Honor their legacy by letting their family show up and then lower
the family's
number.
There. Yeah, put them in a suite.
Yeah,
you pay for their expenses to get there.
Yeah, sure.
And then you bring out like a young Baylor Shireman, and you hand him number 21. And you say, Baylor, you are now 21, at least for this season.
Bill Sharman, your family, that is no longer yours.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what an honor.
Yeah, congrats.
What an honor. But like an unretirement ceremony.
Brilliant.
It's another reason to get people excited. You can have like a big buffet ahead of time.
Johnny Pesky's grandkids, come on down.
Come on down.
6 is up for grabs now.
They could talk about, you
6
know.
6 is going to Romy Gonzalez.
The legacy. It'll live on now with Romy. For this season, and then it'll probably hot potato for many years to come.
I mean, that is one of your better ideas, if we're being honest.
Thank you.
And you're an ideas man.
I am. I thrive off energy.
But that is one of your better ideas.
It's a unretirement ceremony. But yeah, too many teams have too many numbers retired. I mean, it should be the most no-brainer of no-brainer when you're like, should this guy have his number retired? That's one where, like, I feel like even Hall of Fame is sort of, that's how a lot of people say the criteria should be. It's like an automatic answer. But I don't know if that's true. Like, I think you can look and you might be surprised when you look at, like, Baseball Reference and some of the stats. And like, oh, this guy was actually a lot better than I thought. Whereas, like, the retired number should be reserved for the best of the best. Where Shime sort of loses the argument is his line for best of the best is so ridiculous.
No Bobby Orr.
Like, right.
No LT.
So then people end up attacking that rather than his overall point, which it should be reserved for just a select few.
Take down Rick Middleton. Yeah, right. Which I agree with.
How dare you?
I agree with.
Yeah, no, the Bruins are...
Get Nifty out of the rafters.
The Bruins are...
get that trending if you could.
They could just be the intermission game where you guess the guy's name.
Yeah, that's our top take of the day.
Get Nifty out of there.
Get Nifty. Just really gang up on him.
We're gonna highlight two or three retired jerseys and we're not gonna sleep until those numbers are down. Start a GoFundMe.
I like it. I really do. Okay. Well, that was very entertaining this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Let's get back and forth.
You can stream Greg or any show here on WEEI on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and Tune In apps. You can dial us up today, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. That's where you're going to want to get those hashtags trending.
That's right.
Get Nifty out of the rafters. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I can't imagine why the Red Sox, and this means John Henry, this means Craig Breslow, Theo, I can't imagine not wanting to invest in this team. The way the arrow's gone up since the Devers trade.
There's palpable buzz.
And I know it's been a bit of a curve, riding a wave.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine sitting here today on July 9th. What are they? Are they a game out of the wild card? A game and a half?
No, one game.
A game out.
And they're a game behind Seattle. They're a game and a half behind Tampa Bay.
Who they play this weekend.
A four-game series coming up.
So, I can't imagine not wanting to invest in this team. And I will be so dissatisfied if they don't. And my fear, Keith, is they're not going to for a multitude of reasons. We've talked about one already this week, the fake investment or the fake return. Oh, Alex Bregman's coming back. Yoshida's coming back. What about Kyle Harrison and AAA? Actually, don't look at those numbers. Nick informed me today. They're horrible.
Kyle Harrison having a tough time?
It's an adjustment from the Pacific Coast League to the...
Well, everybody knows Polar Park.
International League?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
It's very hitter-friendly down in Polar Park.
We've been there. Harrison, Hicks. They both suck.
That guy's not wrong.
That guy's honestly that guy. Scouting report by that guy? They made the trade?
Yeah. Were they even home yesterday?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter, Nick. Everywhere they go,
Nick, I only know the numbers you informed me on. I didn't follow them. But no, that guy, Breslow maybe should have listened to that guy when it came to the return.
That's tough
for Devers.
They were in Rochester. I don't know if that's a hitter's park.
Hitter's park. Oh, it's a hitter's haven. Yeah,
they love it down there.
Honestly, I'll let those numbers slide. So,
thin air, right?
Rochester?
Thin air.
Dude, I was just in Rochester. You know what they have there?
It's oxygen masks.
It was all designed by engineers.
Sick
that
brag, bro.
Yeah. No, the brag's not done, Nick.
Yeah.
So my tour of Hall of Fames continued. This past week, I was in Rochester, New York, and they have the official toy Hall of Fame.
Nice.
The Hall of Fame of toys.
Wait, you see this in the news. I didn't realize that's where it is, but I see this in the news every year. Like the Slinky's going in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yahtzee.
I had no idea that was brick and mortar.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So it's this huge, it's like a museum of like fun, and it's got all this other stuff in it, like comic books, Sesame Street stuff, like Berenstein or Berenstein Bears, depending on what side of the simulation
we're on. I always say Stein, but I do believe Stein is the proper one.
Okay. Well, there's a whole conspiracy about that.
Oh, no.
About like how we've forgotten it, and there might be like a whole thing with time, but anyway,
oh boy.
Yeah, that's I'll take you down a road. But then within this giant building of all this like fun stuff for kids to do, they have the National Toy Hall of Fame. So you see like Monopoly and then like Uno and like Nerf footballs. Like they have tons of arcades. It's incredible.
That honestly sounds incredible.
So I've been to three Hall of Fames in like a month. Rock and roll, sick football, break, toy,
Ken,
the big three.
Meanwhile, Ken's. going out to sea on his surfboard.
Yeah, Ken's
right
out
now.
There surfing out in California.
Ken is just hanging 10.
Zinc oxide on his nose.
Definitely have the zinc on there.
Ken is hanging 10 somewhere on the West Coast, just enjoying the waves. And he's like, well, you could do that in any city.
I'll tell you what, Rochester, not just a AAA baseball host city. They also have the Toy Hall of Fame.
You could go to a AAA baseball game and the Toy Hall of Fame in any city, Keith. That's just any city.
Very
in the
specific. How much hands-on stuff's at that Toys Hall of Fame?
A lot.
You know what I mean? Like, here's a slinky. Like, play with a slinky. Here's a set of six steps.
A lot.
Slinky fly.
They probably have the...
go ahead.
They probably have the original slinky, I imagine, behind glass.
That's what was crazy.
But then they got to have some toy ones.
They have some toy ones. Like, the original, like, arcades. Like, they have some arcades that were, like, roped off that were, like, looked like from prehistoric times. And then they have a bunch of other ones that you can play. All different ages of it. They have a bunch of consoles set up.
Nice.
It was a blast.
Do people go there and throw paint on things in protest?
No, I did not see that, no. No, yeah. I think this
all
was
these climate control people threw paint at the slinky.
They're like, Yahtzee ruined my family. my father never recovered after one wild game of Yahtzee.
The original Life. Remember Life, the game?
I remember Life.
Of course you remember Life, the game.
Seriously.
Had an interesting little spinner. But yeah, you see, that was there. They had all kinds of stuff. They had a big outdoor play. Dungeons and Dragons. They were heavy into Dungeons and Dragons, D&D, which I never got into. I feel like I would have loved it.
I feel like that is your kind
of game. Right in my wheelhouse. I missed it. And then I watched Stranger Things. I'm like, damn, I really would have liked this
game. You should have gotten in on it.
I guess it's never too late.
No.
I guess I could join a D&D club.
Maybe some kind of app on your phone.
There's got to be. Also, if you ever go to like a card, shop or like a comic book shop,
sure.
Some of those ones.
Brag, but sure.
In the back, it's like, they're playing D&D. Like, don't bother them.
Yeah.
They're actually.
Don't bother them.
Stuff's
can you keep
down
it down?
These
guys are
actually, don't go back there.
Right in the middle of a D&D
voice
thing.
Down, walk lightly.
All right, sorry.
Maybe that's why Kyle Harrison was distracted. That
could be.
Sense.
Yeah, he's in beautiful Rochester.
Plus the thin air.
And yeah, so,
ball flies out of there. So I've been worried about that excuse where like, oh, these guys are coming back, the fake buying or fake additions at the deadline. I'm a little worried about this now. Now, Jaren Duran hit the longest home run at Fenway this
year.
Which
is crazy because it didn't look like it. No, it was a bomb.
I feel like Anthony hit a longer one a couple nights ago. I feel like Romy smashed a couple that were farther than that.
It's the architecture of Fenway Park that throws you off.
Yeah.
Because it was straightaway center, but it wasn't even in like the upper deck part.
No.
And you're like, that was a shot.
Yeah.
But they're like, that's the longest bomb of the season. You're like, really?
So Jaren Duran is now sitting against some lefties. He was seventh, I think,
batting
last night.
Seventh in the order.
After Rafaela.
You got to have Nate Eaton in there.
You got to have Seti in there.
Well, Seti for sure. But
he's going to do God knows what to a pitch.
Dude,
and
Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton's not here anymore. He got sent down.
I know, but like he was hitting leadoff.
So now it sounds like, and we're not going to see the lineup for a while, maybe by the end of the show. Alex Cora says Roman Anthony is likely going to play left field tomorrow. Bradfo had some footage of this. We're going to talk to Bradfo tomorrow of Anthony going through the paces in left field yesterday. Yoshida's likely going to be at DH. It's unclear where Duran's going to be in the lineup.
Or what city he's going to be in.
So this is now what I wonder. It's like, all right, Duran is already getting dropped against lefties, which I don't have a problem with. His numbers against righties are actually quite good. I think he's hitting 285, 8-something OPS against righties. He smashed a home run last night. His numbers against righties are good, and now he's getting a day off against righties. So is that the concrete evidence that he's gone by the deadline?
I think Roman Anthony in left field is probably the biggest example of it. Probably more so than the lineup stuff because he's not having the best season. I know he smashed a dinger last night, had two hits, but he's hitting 259. His OPS is like 100 points or more lower than what it was a year ago. So it's more. Seeing Roman, because you're like, all right, if they want to trade one of their four outfielders, they're obviously not trading Anthony. They're not trading Rafaela. They have him locked up, and he's playing great, and he's a real gold glove center fielder, too. It feels like it's either Duran or Abreu. Well, Abreu is a gold glove right fielder, so.
But you have DH. Like, you haven't had Yoshida all year. What's the rush all of a sudden to, like, jam Yoshida into this game?
You also have 2-3 weeks till the deadline, so maybe that's also a part of it.
So
like, you do have the trade deadline looming.
So that is the other piece. So is it not that Duran's the goner? He's just the odd man out in the meantime because they're trying to pump up Yoshida's trade value. I can't imagine that's going to go anywhere.
Well,
like,
no,
who's going to be lining up for him?
But or they end up trading Duran or even Abreu is my point. And like so they have a few weeks to do that. So less of a propping up Yoshida, but I wonder if they feel like some of their best lineups would have that. I would still think it would be the four outfielders in the lineup more so than Yoshida, especially when you have Abreu, Duran, Yoshida. They're all lefty except for Rafaela. So it's not like, well, against righties, we can play all those guys against righties. Like, you can't. Like, and that's.
Unless you got a little itty bitty Yoshida first.
Little Yoshi at first. I guess maybe that was what the thought process was behind that. But no, because Roman Anthony is a. I don't know how good he is at any point in the outfield, but he came up as a left fielder, was playing right field here, and you're like, all right, he's getting used to that.
That experiment didn't look great.
But then Duran hasn't played right field at all. Duran last year played center and left. This year he's played mostly left, but you know he can play center. So I don't think they're trading Willier Abreu and putting Duran in right and Anthony in left.
No.
I don't think they're doing that.
I don't think so either. And they're not going to move Rafael over, it doesn't look
so
like.
So what's the point of having him take fly balls off the left field monster? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
It seems like the Red Sox should be investing in this team, and maybe they will. Maybe it's a baseball trade, as Breslow referred to it last night on Nesson. Maybe it's a baseball trade, and they're shopping Duran for some pitching. This is a team worth investing in, and I'm afraid it's going to go the other way. And I think the lineup today may be an indication of that. We'll see when it comes out. But the word last night, Anthony in left, Yoshida DH, Duran sitting against a righty after getting dropped in the order and sitting against some lefties, which sounds like he's on the way out. So how do you feel about it? Is this team worth investing in? We should get to Brian Bayo as well.
Yeah.
Phenomenal start last night.
Oh, my God. It's electric.
Is it time to start believing in Bayo, or are you still waiting for it? It was the Rockies. They're pretty bad.
All right.
So we'll get to it. It's 617-779-7937, plus more drama with Rafael Devers. We touched on some of this yesterday from Will Clark. You're going to hear from Will Clark.
All right, Will, the thrill.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
he's an ornery old fella.
Sure is.
Is what he is. I mean, yeah, don't tell him I said it.
He'll cuss.
But he's going to cuss you out. He'll dog cuss you. He'll dog cuss you real nice.
Profanity. Yeah, so, seriously,
we'll get to ornery old Will Clark and some more Rafael Devers drama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right, so Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to like go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the f*** happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Watch your profanity.
I'll tell you, the dog cussing there from Will Clark is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, just a surly old ball player.
He was on with Eric Burns.
Yeah.
Another former big, good random ball player, actually.
Eric Burns would be a great random player. Yeah. That guy played hard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he'd get you a dirty uniform.
He wasn't going down to first like Devers on Sunday Night Baseball.
No, he would probably slide into first like a maniac.
Head first.
Yeah, head first.
Rocky, big time. Could he have been today's random player?
Yeah, Burns is a good one. Probably a zero-time All-Star, but a memorable player.
Mm, useful fantasy player.
He'd swipe you a bag.
Yeah. I mean, he's no Will Clark.
No, dude, Will Clark was great.
Will Clark, real nice player.
Retired number?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you're thinking about it.
Eric Burns, never an All-Star, but did finish 11th in MVP voting in
07. Wow.
I mean, he should have been an All-Star.
Basically, Rafi Devers. 11th in MVP voting.
Yeah, actually, yeah. The equivalent. Same, Eric Burns equals Rafael Devers.
Spider-Man meme. So that was Will Clark on with Eric Burns.
So not
discussing
only
Rafael Devers / Devers.
Devers. Yeah. His guy Devers, which I'm sure he's going to love to hear that if he ever even hears back from that. But confirming Will Fleming's story. Will Fleming told the afternoon show that Rafael Devers stood up Will Clark. However,
he went a step further.
He stood him up three times.
He said the whole series he stood him up. Yeah.
And they're like, everyone's apologizing to Will Clark because they're like, hey, you were about to spend some time and help us out with this. You are a Giants legend, if you will. And this guy stood you up three times.
Rafael Devers.
He's like, I know it, but he's like, I get it. Like the Red Sox are over there. He doesn't want to be in front of their dugout. Yeah, but don't you also communicate with them? Like, hey, sir, I appreciate it, but you know what?
Thank you.
I don't feel like it this weekend. Maybe you can tell him why, or you can make up another reason if you don't want to use that as an excuse because it makes you look like you're scared. Just be like, hey, maybe next time, huh? Don't waste the guy's time three consecutive days. That's insane.
3 days in a row. So I've seen a lot of people brush this off. Oh, it's a non-story. Oh, it's no big deal. Will Clark isn't bothered by it. Why should you be? Well, I'm happy you picked up on the same thing in the middle where he goes, well, everybody was apologizing to me like, oh, Will.
Yeah.
Why were they all apologizing on his behalf?
Because Devers didn't.
They told Will Clark to get his ass out there and go work it out with Rafael Devers before the game, and the guy never showed. So they were apologizing on his behalf because Devers never reached out. And also, I know what Clark said there in the middle. No big deal. I get it. Didn't want to give the media any satisfaction or however he phrased it right in front of the Red Sox media for that series. Fine. It's a couple of days after, he said he'd play anywhere they want. And that he won't even go through the bases.
He won't even take grounders at first with Will Clark.
And B, Will Clark said the right things there. Did he exactly sound happy with Rafael Devers? Like, I'm going to drag you out by the scruff of the neck next time? So, I don't know.
Even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck.
Now, maybe
how do you think that plays out, by the way?
He's just default a surly man.
Do you think Rafael Devers ever takes grounders next to Will Clark? I will tell you, no.
No.
Yeah. He'll tell you as well. That's not happening. Especially if this gets back to him.
He did take grounders at first yesterday, though.
With Will Clark?
No, by himself.
Oh. All right, well, maybe there's something.
You seem to take grounders at short, for God's sakes.
Turns out, thanks to a texter, Will Clark's number is retired.
Wow.
By the Giants.
Talk about going full circle. No offense to Will Clark. I know he'd probably be angry about this. I'd take that one down.
I would take that down.
Who else is retired out there?
Oh, my God. Christy Mathewson, John McGraw.
Christy Mathewson could sling it.
Bill Terry, Mel Ott, Carl Hubble.
Yeah, I'd take all
Monty
of those.
Monty Irvin. Willie Mays.
Mays, you can keep.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you can keep that one
Juan
too.
Juan Marichal.
Sure.
Orlando Cepeda. Gaylord Perry. Willie McCovey. And obviously Jackie Robinson. They have a lot of numbers retired.
Willie McCovey has a cove. I don't think he needs his number retired.
No, probably not.
If you got a cove.
He's got a pole and his number's retired.
Good point.
You got a pole or a cove.
No, but I'm saying you could take. No, but I'm saying.
You have like a landmark.
No, my logic is consistent. Pesky, you can keep the pole, but your number's down.
Oh, you get your own
Ortiz,
pole.
Ortiz, you have the bridge, but somebody else is going to wear 34.
Well, I would retire Ortiz.
Maybe
my logic is falling apart.
Yeah, I'd retire Ortiz.
Yeah. But McCovey, you have a cove. You no longer have a number. Pesky, you have a pole. Fisk, you have a pole. Boom.
They should also retire Ortiz's nickname because grown men calling another grown man daddy, very strange. Very strange. We should all stop doing it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Call the guy David. His name's David.
Wiggy does call him Poppy quite a bit.
Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah, well, everybody calls him Poppy. Not me either. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
That's right.
So that was Poppy. That was more on Rafael Devers / Devers. I'm with you. I don't expect him to be taking any ground balls with Will Clark anytime soon.
I
think this is not a non-story. I think it continues to be a story, and Will Clark fanned those flames, even though he was trying to give Devers every excuse under the sun.
What I think is hilarious about it, and you know, not to talk about Devers at all the time, but it's like I always anticipate a honeymoon period when a guy leaves teams. As bad as it ends, like Kyrie Irving ended poorly with Cleveland, but there was a honeymoon period here in Boston, and then ultimately his true colors showed, and then he ended up moving on somewhere else. And again, a honeymoon period, and then there isn't. With the Devers, the honeymoon period was literally the press conference followed by winning 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. Right, he had a home run against them, although that was in the loss, but they won 2 out of 3. And then since then, hasn't played the field, struck out a bunch of times. The team's losing games. He's standing up Will Clark 3 times. Like, this is the first 2 weeks you've had this guy.
It's true. That is true. So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Brian Baio last night.
Woof.
Phenomenal. Now, it is the Rockies.
Okay.
But
true.
Nick, you looked up the numbers for Brian Baio since the All-Star break, I believe, last year?
Yeah, last year's All-Star break.
Okay. So almost a full calendar year, if you will. Yeah. What are the numbers? What were the returns on Baio?
158 innings pitched with a 3.36 ERA.
It's pretty good.
That's
pretty great.
And I am not a Brian Baio guy.
No, me neither.
But I'm not.
That's with a month where he couldn't get through 4 innings.
Yeah, I'm not going to dismiss those numbers. Like, that's legit for almost a calendar year.
Yeah, he was frustrating this May because that's where he would go into the fifth, but he just couldn't get through the fifth inning so many times. But then since then, he hasn't had like an out-and-out bad start in a while. He's had, I mean, last night was an amazing start, his best start maybe we've ever seen him. And then he's had a bunch of other ones where you're like, all right, you can score some runs, you're going to win some games.
What were they showing last night? 6 straight quality starts? Is that what it was or something? They showed that graphic a bunch.
No, not 6 straight. No, that's not true because the Cincinnati game, he only went 5.
Maybe it was just 6 straight.
He came out of the bullpen. That was the resumed game.
Oh, good call. Okay. But he also has had some buzzard's luck, as you say.
Yeah.
Like, the Red Sox have lost 4 extra inning games that he started.
Dang.
So it's like, that's not great, but... But a 3.27 ERA for this season, and they've desperately needed this because this kind of not even this good. This is what I kind of thought Walker Buehler might be.
Yeah.
And maybe more like a 3.84 ERA, to be honest. But like something like that, I thought you were going to get out of him, and then you're like, let's see where everybody else is. I had very little faith in Baio, to be honest. So like he and Giolito were not guys that I thought you could count on. And, you know, long term, maybe they won't be, but right now they are.
I mean, you know, not to chase this dragon again, but Breslow last year signed Giolito. That one's looking much better.
Yeah.
He also extended Baio and Rafaela. I remember like a month ago, Keith.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We were like, boy, look at all the early guys they signed.
I've always thought that's
Rafaela,
a red flag.
Campbell. And Campbell is still, you know, in a separate group from these other two.
Yeah.
But Breslow's the one who paid those two. And now if you want to say it's Henry's money, fine. But those are not Rafael Devers extensions
or even
a Bregman. I mean, those are.
John Henry doesn't even know they're on the team.
Right. Do you think John Henry really knows Baio and Rafaela?
No.
Like, I would give Breslow some credit for those extensions. A month ago, I was ripping those extensions. I'm like, these guys all stink.
Yeah.
And none of them have paid off. They're starting to pay off.
It would be a great game if sit down John Henry and be like, name as many guys on the active roster. 5? Well, now Devers is gone. So 4? Crochet, Bregman.
Yeah, he knows those too. I feel confident.
I would hope Roman Anthony, just because there's been so much hype and discussion around it.
He lit a cigar for Bregman. He better know.
Yeah, no, Bregman. I'm putting Bregman down.
Duran?
Yep. Duran.
Probably Story, because Story makes a lot of money.
Yep.
Story now makes, he's very Story much makes aware of Trevor Story's bottom line. Yeah, so 5.
All right, 5 guys.
That's the number.
Like the cheeseburger? 5 guys.
Right. He thinks Wong's the starting catcher. I mean, he was technically last night, he's got no idea.
Well, with all the position changes.
How much longer is he on the roster?
Who, Wong?
Yeah.
I mean, until they could find somebody else.
I thought Baio hated Wong, by the way. They were big embrace last night after all the case. I thought after watching the clubhouse.
Oh,
again,
he was screaming at him.
We were the two that watched it.
I got more than a two-seamer.
I thought he hated Wong.
I felt like he hated Wong.
It was a nice embrace last night for those two. Okay, time to believe in Brian Baio. And should you invest in the Red Sox? I'll tell you what, as much as I just complimented Breslow there on some of these extensions and signings even from a year ago, I didn't love an answer he gave last night pregame to Nesson about the trade deadline. You tell me how to read this one, Keith. We'll play it for you. I don't have high hopes for the Red Sox at the deadline based on this. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it's something we have to think about. I don't think you ever want to be in a position where you have to make a trade. And you know, there's this very fine line between, you know, having the problem of an overcrowded roster and, you know, having enough depth to weather injuries and keep guys off their feet. And, you know, I think the flexibility of opening the DH spot gives, you know, the opportunity for Alex to kind of rotate through that position and make sure that guys are getting at bats. And it does mean that on any given night, there could be a really good player who's not in the lineup. But as we've seen, the way that Alex manages is really aggressively. And just because you don't start the game doesn't mean that you don't find yourself in it at a critical moment. You know, now I think there potentially could be some opportunities to make what, you know, what I think people would call just like baseball trades, right? Where, you know, you're using depth in one area to address a need in another. And I think we'll be very open-minded about those things, but I don't think we're in a position where we have to make a trade.
Didn't love that answer from Craig Breslow.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's sort of like general manager speak. We're like, hey, you know, we're not desperate. Don't come looking for us. You're trying to win a deal here. Like we're just fine as we are. Where in reality, no. Like you need to make a move or two. Like you should make a move or two because he started out with the baseball trade, which like right,
yeah,
that's what all things are. Unless you're trying to get under the second apron, which I don't believe you are.
But I understand what he means. Baseball trade meaning player for player.
But at first, I thought he was literally talking about Jaren Duran.
Yeah.
Because he was like, take where you know an area where you have depth. Versus an area where like another team has depth, and you're like, all right.
I think he was talking about Duran in that stretch. I agree with you. Yeah,
but then he pivots to like, well, we really don't need to make a trade. It's like, well, that's disappointing because
you look at the last few deadlines where it's been very frustrating as a Red Sox fan because not only did they not really do anything, last year they did, it wasn't any player of significance or impact. Every team around you does something. I remember like keeping track of it. Was it last year or the year before where every single team that was either a division winner, a wild card team, or like a game or two out, everybody did something. And it was like, some were some big moves.
It was like small market joke organizations.
Everybody was doing something.
The Royals were like making moves left and right. You're like, guys, what the hell?
They were all adding like starting pitchers. They were all adding relievers. They were all moving around. And so you're saying, right now, you've played over 90 games and you're not currently a playoff team. And I know it's trending upward. Great. But you've already played 90 plus games. You're not in the playoffs. And you don't think the other teams around you that are already playing better than you are also going to add players? Like, so part of it is like, yeah, you do need to keep up with them. You hopefully could pass them by. And I'm with you. Getting Alex Bregman back will be great. And if Yoshida adds anything, fine. But that should all come in addition to another player, two or three, that you are targeting to help this team. I mean, 2021 is a good example. The last time the Red Sox had any kind of success at all is at the deadline, and I know he wasn't ready right away, and that's why it was a little annoying for the first couple of weeks.
Schwarber.
They got Schwarber. They got Kyle Schwarber at the deadline. The guy was awesome, and he became a fan favorite, and they went all the way to the ALCS. So just to stand pat and be like, yeah, we're good. It's like, you're not on pace for 95 wins.
No.
Like, you're not that good.
The Red Sox are three games over 500. They've won five in a row. It should be eight in a row. The one they lost in there, not to nitpick, but that's a game that's a game they had won. They're up 3-0 in the seventh inning.
Classic
Red
Sox.
They can't figure out which base to throw to. They're plus 47 in run differential. That's fifth in the AL. Do you know where they are in runs scored now in the American League, Keith?
Oh, my God. Oh, in the American League?
American League. I can give you baseball in a moment.
Are they fourth?
AL, they're two.
Wow.
Yankees and them.
Jeez.
Now, I mean, they're scoring 10 runs a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This stretch has helped.
They are fourth in baseball, second in the American League in runs
scored. Oh, they're fourth in baseball?
Dodgers, Cubs, Yankees, Sox.
So this series,
I'm sorry, tied for fourth. Them and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, yeah, but they're moving up because I think when we were looking at this even a week or so ago, it was like seventh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're flying up the
seven.
Yeah, they were at one point.
They are a game out, as you mentioned, of the wild card. One game back of Seattle, game and a half back of the Rays. They're only three behind the Yankees, who they've dominated.
Back.
Head-to-head.
What was it at one point? Were they like 12 games behind the Yankees? I mean, we have to go back and see what it was.
I don't know if it was ever quite
that
high.
Yeah, it might not have been that high, but it was pretty significant at one point.
The Blue Jays, by the way, are running away with the division right now. Red Sox are 6.5 back of them. And you got your GM talking about baseball trades and how you don't even have to make a trade. So I used to say this about Chaim Bloom. I'll be consistent. I believe Breslow will do this. I think he's shown that he'll do it. He did it with Kyle Teal this offseason. I believe Craig Breslow will part with a top prospect. Define that how you will. A top 10 prospect in the organization, a top 5 prospect in the organization. I'd probably draw the line somewhere around 10. Because I think for a GM, that makes it, you get into an uncomfortable territory a little bit, where it's a player that you like, it's a player that's probably well-regarded in the system. Maybe he's not a top 100 prospect in baseball. But I would hope, and I'm not counting the graduated prospects, or what I would define as graduated prospects, like even Campbell or certainly Anthony and Meyer. You're not trading those guys.
But anybody other than that?
I'm saying the wave after that, you don't have to trade the password.
Password?
You don't have to trade Arias?
Arias.
Don't they have
really
they have a Cespedes? I'm trying to remember their farm system. I don't even pretend to know these guys. I don't care.
They do have a Cespedes. They do have a Hunter Dobbins.
Somebody in your top 10 where
James Tipps?
It's clearly a good one. He's a guy you got in the Devers trade. Flip him for somebody who can help you. I would love something like that. And that would tell me the Red Sox are back to investing in the team. Trading Duran for a pitcher, that might work, and that might balance out your roster and subtract from a glut over here to add to a weakness over there, a baseball trade. I would like that. Trading a top prospect, top 10-ish prospect, to add a real impact player where you're not subtracting from your major league roster, you're just subtracting from future seasons, as Breslow's put it in the past, or future wins, or was that Bloom? I don't even remember. That's something I'd like to see at this deadline, but I don't personally have high hopes for it.
But I think we should, but you're right. You don't want to be like let down and you're not expecting it, but you should be like demanding it because they traded away Rafael Devers, got no significant player in return. And as much as we're like, all right, you needed to move on from that guy, you have so much extra money. And even though it's not a cap league, we know how they view it and how they've been running it. And so you can't just dump off $30 million and not bring anything back for a team that should be competing. And I know it's different as far as like adding a player now versus signing one in free agency or trading for a player like Crochet, who's on like a small deal, and then immediately giving him an extension. You don't do as much of that stuff in season, but you should be very aggressive, and there should be plenty of opportunity for you to go out there, spend money. John Henry can still look at the bottom line and say, we're saving money on the team versus what we thought it was going into the season, but you gotta find some upgrades. They're going to be out there.
Meanwhile, he references a baseball trade. Duran slams a home run last night. He's actually been pretty hot of late, and he's been hitting righties all year. Sounds like he's going to be out of the lineup against righties tonight. Yoshida's going to DH. Anthony likely is going to be in left field. That was the word last night from pregame. So if that's the case, what does that say about Jarren Duran and his future as the Red Sox approach the trade deadline at the end of the month? 617-779-7937. Coming up 1/2 hour from now at 11:30. It's some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. And stay tuned at high noon. Terp was there for Brad Stevens' press conference yesterday. We'll get all the latest on the Celtics. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. But let's get to the Patriots. They're offseason. Drake May organizing some workouts. And have we started to overrate the Patriots and the talent they added this offseason? We'll get into that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.